Hello and welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, Republican Jason Dickerson wins a Senate seat in a special runoff election in Metro Atlanta. Student workers at Emory University start a labor union. And much of the Southeast is under drought conditions this year. That includes Georgia.
Some locations went a full 3 weeks without any measurable rainfall. And on top of that, numerous locations are on track to record one of their driest Septembers on record.
Today is Wednesday, September 24th. I'm Orlando Montoya, and this is Georgia Today. Republican Jason Dickerson won a special election in a North Metro Atlanta State Senate district. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Dickerson won the seat with 61% of the vote. The conservative businessman promised to eliminate the state income tax and protect the Second Amendment if elected. Democrat Deborah Shigley trailed behind him with 39% of the vote. Shigley gained more votes than previous Democratic candidates for that seat. The race drew widespread attention from Democrats after she won a majority of votes in the August election that included multiple Republican candidates. Over 20,000 voters showed up to polls for Tuesday's election. The seat was previously held by Brandon Beach, who was appointed by President Donald Trump to serve as Treasurer of the United States. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
The City Council in West Georgia's LaGrange has issued a moratorium on data centers and will not allow any new ones to be planned in the city's 45 square miles until at least March 22, 2026. The council unanimously passed the resolution yesterday, calling for a 180-day moratorium on all data centers in LaGrange. The action by the council does not, however, stop progress on the $8 billion Project Pegasus data center that's already under construction in the area. Residents at a meeting raised questions about if progress on the Pegasus Center could be halted. Much of the Southeast is under drought conditions, but some parts of Georgia could see rain later this week. GPB's Chase McGee has more.
In Georgia, the peanut crop is drying out, and cattle farmers are already transitioning from dead grass pastures to hay. Chris Furman is the deputy director of the Southeast Regional Climate Center. He says the lack of rain in the Southeast is a problem.
Where some locations went a full 3 weeks without any measurable rainfall. And on top of that, numerous locations are on track to record one of their driest Septembers on record.
But in the next week, rain could break that drought in eastern parts of the state. Furman also notes this hurricane season saw one of the longest periods with no-name storms since meteorologists started tracking the weather with satellites in the 1970s. Something like a tropical storm could bring water that farmers need to break prolonged drought. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
Emory University graduate students have ratified the first and only labor contract at Georgia's largest private university. The PhD student union, Emory Unite, announced the vote last week, calling it a landmark deal that protects student workers and culminates a 10-year campaign of organizing and negotiation. The agreement outlines new pay rates, benefits, and working hours, among other provisions. Two university officials, in a joint statement, said the deal reflects a, quote, shared commitment to top-quality graduate education. A new Atlanta nonprofit aims to address an all-too-frequent question that people in the city get asked on the street, can you give me money for food? The group Street Charity launched this month to combat food insecurity by sending donors $5 gift cards that can only be used at fast food and quick service restaurants. Founder John Patton says donors then can give those cards to people on the street, knowing that they can't be used for anything other than food.
You can hand out a Street Charity card and absolutely have confidence somebody's going to eat, because if those funds aren't used by the person you're giving it to, they're going to expire and they're going to go to a food bank.
He says the cards are helpful because most people no longer carry cash. The nationwide program is a partnership with several financial technology companies. The gift cards also can be donated to nonprofit organizations that work directly with hungry people One in seven Georgians faces food insecurity, according to the nonprofit Feeding Georgia. The city of Atlanta recently turned parking spaces into temporary gathering spots as part of an international project. GPB's Amanda Andrews has more on how Parking Day aims to change how streets are used.
In spaces where cars were normally parked, there were games, music, and even a clothing swap. Student leaders at Georgia Tech and employees with Atlanta's Department of City Planning partnered to take over a city block in Midtown. Olivia Phillips leads the Student Planning Association at Georgia Tech. She wanted to challenge the idea that public spaces are only there to funnel people between locations.
They're meant for people to stay. They're meant for people to hang out. They're meant for people to talk, sit down, meet new people, do stuff, maybe have a work meeting outside in a public space.
This year's theme is Micro Acts of Civil Joy. Melinda Wharton attended the pop-up event. She says residents are ready for more.
Just look at how people have responded to Atlanta Streets Alive over the years in the city. I think Atlanta and the Beltline, I think Atlanta is ready to think about alternate modes of transportation and alternate uses of public land.
Parking Day will return in September 2026. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Chick-fil-A is trying out a new spinoff that's all about drinks. The concept is called Daybright, and it's set to open this fall in Hiram, about 30 miles west of Atlanta. Instead of chicken sandwiches, the menu will feature coffee, smoothies, juices, and light bites. Daybright comes from Chick-fil-A's innovation arm, Red Wagon Ventures. It's the latest fast food chain looking to cash in on the growing market for specialty beverages. Fast food chains like McDonald's, Wendy's, and Taco Bell have previously announced they're focusing on trendy beverages to boost sales and customer visits. In Georgia sports, we had an afternoon game today with the Atlanta Braves, but it wasn't a Braves win. James Wood hit two home runs, and Josh Bell added another as the Washington Nationals snapped the Braves' 10-game winning streak with a 4-3 win. Mitchell Parker got the final two outs of the fifth inning and earned the victory out of the bullpen for Washington. Rookie Dalen Lyle had three hits, including an RBI single for the Nationals. Jose Ferrer earned his 10th save. Wood's two solo home runs gave him 30 for the season. And that's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. If you'd like to learn more about the stories that you hear on this podcast, many of them are at gpb.org/news. Hit subscribe on this podcast so you never miss one. And if you have feedback, we'd love to hear it. Email us at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Orlando Montoya. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
It's rare to find a podcast that can actually change your life. But when the show's called Life Kit, that's kind of the whole point. I'm Mariel Segarra. 3 times a week on the Life Kit podcast, we guide you through a topic we could all use help with, from personal development to healthy living to managing your dinero, with takeaways so you can start living what you learn right away. Escucha el Life Kit podcast from NPR.